Hello?
Thank you for calling Nomax Health. My name is Aya. May I please have your name?
Yes. I think it might be, I was just looking at one of my past invoices. I think it might be under Cheryl Ann Bramer, B-R-A-M-E-R.
And your zip code?
98208.
Thank you. See, confirm your address for me.
3826 116th Street, Southeast, Everett, Washington, 98208.
Thank you. Give me two wiggles and a leg shake. It's loading.
I beg your pardon?
I said give me two wiggles and a leg shake. It's loading.
Oh, okay.
All right. I've got your account located here for the reoccurring order of the cooling cream every 2 months. What can I do for you?
Well, I just wondered, do you have it on hold? I think I thought I went online and possibly put it on hold. Or is there, can you tell me if one's shipped out or going to ship out? Or?
Okay, I show the last one was May 19th of 2021. Let me see when your next one's going to be.
Okay, yeah, I just wanted to follow up. And
that's it. You can give me 1 second here.
Sure.
While that's loading, I do want to make sure you're aware we do have our vitamin D in stock if you want to take advantage and strengthen your bones.
I have vitamin D. Yours is a tablet, right?
Yes, ma'am. It's 5,000 I use.
I like to take the ionic, the liquid vitamin D, but
gotcha.
Thank you.
All right. So I've got a bit of a conflicting thing here. So I've got several orders for you. I've got one that is on a one-month frequency that is currently paused. I'm looking to see what that is now.
Yeah, that's what I tried to go online.
That's
and
your tincture oil.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Is that the $15.99 one? Or
yes.
Is okay.
Your tincture oil is on pause. You have a failed order.
Yeah.
And it's also for the tincture oil for $19.96. I'm going to go ahead and get that one canceled because it's the same product.
Yeah, it's the same product.
And then you have a two-month subscription that is on a regular status.
For
is cooling cream. And that one next to go around is July 19th.
Yeah, I think I...
The only one that's paused is the tincture oil.
Yeah, and that's the $15.99 price?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
yeah.
Ma'am.
Can you go ahead and ship that? I'm
you
trying another company.
One?
Unpause it, yeah.
Okay. Did you want it to go out
I'm trying another vendor, but I like to have it on hand anyway, so.
Of course. Now, I do want to kind of toot our horn a little bit. One thing you won't get from any of the other companies is our purity level. If you toss our product and the other vendor that you're using, toss them in your freezer. If theirs comes out cloudy, that means it's not pure. So
the tincture oil?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Do that with any type of substance. But I'm resuming your subscription now.
Okay.
Let's see. And it's given me a failed option. Let me see if we got a good card on file.
That might have been the problem. I had to replace my card, but it, you
I
know, trying to contact every vendor that it affected is difficult.
Right. I've got a MasterCard ending in 6414. Did you want to update that?
That's not right. Yeah, that's not
good deal.
Right.
Read me
that's
the 16
the
when ready.
Is. All 16 numbers? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
5128.
Mm-hmm.
7600.
Mm-hmm.
0678.
Mm-hmm.
7803.
Expiration?
That's 11/25.
And CVV?
CCV is 635.
All
See,
right.
That's the problem. I'm trying to contact everybody, and I thought I did you guys online and updated my card, but evidently it didn't go through. I'm having a problem right now. I'm trying to shop or browse for a new tablet and or phone. Kind of everything is going kaput at once. You know, my batteries are just not holding up. So.
I gotcha. Well, give me 2 seconds. I'm going to get it to renew and set it
okay.
to charge for you tomorrow.
Yeah, that's terrific.
Yeah, won't let me set it for today, but you give me one moment. Since the transaction failed, there's no... You're a liar. Come on.
Is your tincture batch is made here in the U.S.?
I'm not 100% certain, but I can most definitely get that answer.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I'm a very, very skeptical of out-of-country origins.
Oh, of course. You got to take care of yourself. I gotcha.
Yeah, and sometimes they kind of dance around the question a little bit at some vendors, you know, that it's delivered in, in a port in California or someplace on the coast, but that doesn't mean it's necessarily recipe'd there.
Right, I understand completely. Well, with us, what we do is we have certificates of analysis that are generated by the National Science Foundation to verify we say what we say is actually what we say. I'm currently looking now. It's giving me all of the ingredients, but it is not telling me where it is from. I'll tell you what, you got a pen and paper?
Yeah.
I'll help you get that answer.
Okay.
All right, so... the email address is care@omaxhealth.com, and all you have to do is specify what product, which you're looking for the tincture oil, and then you'll just say, hey, I just want to know where this is actually grown and manufactured or developed at, and
mm-hmm.
they'll respond back to you with that answer.
Okay, that's care@omaxhealth.com. Okay, I'll do that. Thank you. Yeah, I know it takes a lot of time and you're busy with customers. So, I might have researched it a while back. I mean, I've been using it for a long time. I mean, I trust Omex. Don't misunderstand me.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, I actually was a listener of a podcast that I listened to. Dan Bongino, he recommended it, close to 3 years ago, I think, now. So.
Yes, ma'am.
I have no trust issues there. I just wondering if I had actually verified where the batch is made. Yeah, because I deal with another vendor that they actually make their own right there in Texas, their own products, and so.
Right.
You have to have a manufacturing plant to do that. So.
Of course, Miss Cheryl. I do have a bit of bad news for you.
What?
So since that tincture oil was on a Paul's, when I took it off of Paul's, it did not let me reactivate it. So what you'll need to do is go to the web, since you were on a subscription that you could manage yourself. I did go ahead and cancel it to make sure that there's no issues for you, since it was Paul's and it's not registering reactivation. You'll go to that omaxhealth.com, log into your... you'll use your email, CherylBrommer1@gmail.com. Just use that. Make sure you log in, and you'll be able to replace the order. And that's how you'll manage not only your roll-on order, your cooling cream order, but you'll also be able to re-sign up and manage your tincture oil as well.
I can't do it over the phone, you're saying.
Not if you want control of it. No, ma'am. If I place the order for the tincture oil, I only have the ability to do a one-time shipment for you.
Well, that's okay. I still want you to do it.
Okay. If I place the order, it's going to be $29.95.
Oh, so if I go online, I can still get it at the same...
You'll be able to get it at
price.
The discount if you do the subscription. Yes, ma'am. I just don't have the subscription option because it was on a pause. It's not letting me reactivate it. It's just not letting me. And if I was to place that order, it'd be $39.99 with shipping and everything.
$39 or $29?
If I place it, $39.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
Yeah,
okay.
Go back to the website. That way you can control your subscription and everything.
All right. Yeah. It's just that, like I said, I'm having issues with batteries going I'm losing power really fast on my tablet and my phone, so sometimes it's, you know, by the time I navigate through to where I want to be, just an old gal. I'm not one that has a phone attached to me all the time. In fact, I just don't like to use it unless I absolutely have to. I'm old-fashioned. I like speaking to a real person, especially a delightful one such as yourself.
Oh, so, I do thank you for that. But I'll be real with you. If I place that order, you're going to pay a lot more with me. Especially
that's obvious. Yeah, and I understand that too for your time and you know, it only makes sense that your time and effort. It's just like, you know, payments on other issues. If you have to have an actual associate that you can speak to, it, you know, often adds additional fees. So, alrighty,
I'm
going to let you go.
No problem. Next time you have any issues with your order, as long as it's not paused, you can call us and we can help you with it. But once you pause it, we cannot unpause it because it won't let us reactivate it.
Well, that must have been in the fine print somewhere, but I sure didn't see it. You know, I thought it just said if you're going on vacation or...
If you pause it, you can unpause it, but we cannot. It won't let us do it because it's a security feature for you to make sure no one's...
Well, actually, that's pretty nice because so many companies, you know, they get you hooked, so to speak. You know, you call for a sampling of their product and at an incredibly discounted price. And I understand marketing and what goes on, you know, and then you're automatically enrolled in these, you know, my husband did that, and he's got a whole shelf on the little refrigerator. Thank God if we have a secondary refrigerator, a little one out in the garage that's just filled up with his product that he can no longer use. And it took almost an act of Congress for him to get them to stop.
Right.
And it was an expensive product, too. And they kept charging the card, and finally I just said, you're going to have to just talk to your bank and put a stop to this.
Right.
You know. So I appreciate that. That's
no problem.
That's,
is there anything else today, though?
A nice security feature. All right. Thank you. No, not today. I'll go ahead and I'll jump online and I'll take care of that then. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling OMAX Sales.
Good day.
You
have
too.
A wonderful day. Bye.
You too. Bye.